going to be discussing a very, very fascinating topic regarding Tchiyas HaMeisim. And that is, can Moshiach be somebody that passed away and came up for Tchiyas HaMeisim? Meaning, we know that Tzaddikim have special treatment regarding Tchiyas HaMeisim. They come in special tunnels to Eretz Yisrael. Tzaddikim get Kamim Miyad. They get Tchiyas HaMeisim early. What about Moshiach himself? Can Moshiach be somebody, halachically, that already passed away? That's going to be the question which we are going to touch on today. Be'emes, it's a very, very long sugya, a very deep sugya, with many, many details and branches. But we're just going to touch upon the sugya, v'ten l'chochom v'yech kemoid. We allow each one to develop the sugya and get it involved on their own time. So the foundation of this sugya is a Rashi in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, as we know, is a very, very mimushtika mesechta, a mesechta very much connected with the Rebbe, as the Rebbe would take for you to Kislev Sanhedrin every year. That was the Rebbe's mesechta, as the Rebbe is the Sanhedrin of Klal Yisrael. Mimenu yoytza ira l'chol ha'olam, from the Rebbe comes out the ira to the whole world. And therefore, the Rebbe's Masechta is the Masechta Sanhedrin. And especially so many inyanim of Moshiach are explained in Masechta Sanhedrin. So the Rebbe zech durchketon their Gemara durch and durch. But there is a Gemara where the Gemara discusses Moshiach and the revelation of Moshiach. And the Gemara says like this. This is on the bottom of Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis. Six lines from the bottom. Four words from the end of the line. Amar Rav, Rav says, Imin Chayahu, if Moshiach is from the living, Kigoyin Rabbeinu HaKodesh. An example of someone of that caliber is Rabbeinu HaKodesh of Yehuda HaNosi. E min Messiahu, if Moshiach is from somebody that had passed away, Messiah is from the word dead, from Mace. Kigoin Daniel ish Chamudois, it's like an example would be Daniel. This is one line in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Now on that one line we have a long Rashi, where Rashi brings down two pirushim in the Gemara. The first pirush takes the Gemara at face value. And Rashi says, Im Moshiach Moisin Shechayin Achshav, if Moshiach is from somebody that was living in their times, Vadayinu Rabbeinu HaKodesh, for sure it would be Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, the Soivol Tachaluyim V'chosid Gomor, who he was tremendous tzaddik, he suffered for Klal Yisrael, like the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, the whole story, how the suffering of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was immeasurable, to the extent that his maidservant asked that they shouldn't even daven for his recovery, to continue living. He was suffering so much. Then, Rashi continues, V'im hoya ma'isan shemesu kvar, if it's from somebody that passed away, hoya Daniel ish chamudois, an example would be Daniel ish chamudois. And according to this, v'hai kigoin lav davke. It doesn't mean an example. We're saying this is who it would be. He's saying, if it's from someone that's a living, it is Rabbeinu HaKadosh, not like Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And rather, it is Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And if it's someone that passed away, it is Daniel. Then you have Lishna Achrino. You have a second pshat in Rashi. Rashi says, what does it mean, Kigoyin Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Keloimar, meaning to say, Im yesh dugmosoi bechayim. If you want an example of someone living who could potentially be Moshiach, Hainu Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Vim dugmohu lemeisim. If you want someone that passed away as an example of someone living today, which seemingly, according to the second pshat, pshat in the Gemara is that Moshiach has to be somebody that's living. But you're looking for somebody alive. Who are you supposed to look for? So he's telling you, I'm giving you an examples of people from the past that you should look for today. Like Rabbeinu HaKadosh today, you want a tzaddik like Daniel. If you see such a person living today, he would be somebody to look at. So the Gemara is giving examples for somebody today from people of the past. However, according to the main pshat in Rashi, when the Gemara said Daniel, it literally meant Daniel, that Daniel can be Moshiach because he was a tremendous tzaddik. Obviously, according to that pshat in Rashi, then Moshiach can come from somebody that passed away because Daniel passed away. So those are the two pshatim in Rashi. Now, besides this Rashi, we also have a very, very famous Abarbanel. The Abarbanel wrote a sefer, which is a very gishmaka sefer, called Yeshua's Mashichoi. Yeshua's Mashichoi. And in that sefer, Iyun Sheni Perek Aleph, the Abarbanel writes clearly, you shouldn't be shocked when you hear some people say that Mashiach will be somebody that passed away. There's already a whole discussion about in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And the Gemara says that it could be someone like Daniel Ish Chamudos, Daniel who passed away. And we find a fascinating Ha'odah, where the Rebbe discusses this inyan. In the Kutis Sichas Chelek Lamed Hei, Parshas Vayigash, the Rebbe asks a very simple question. In Ha'odah, in the Kutis Sichas, in Chelek Lamed Hei, the Rebbe asks, how come David HaMelech can't be Moshiach? If we're looking for people which could be Moshiach, why don't we say that David HaMelech himself is Moshiach? A very interesting question. Now the simple answer would be because David HaMelech passed away. But that's not the biur that the Rebbe gives. The biur that the Rebbe gives in the Ha'orah 6 on page 206 is as follows. That there has to be pu'ulais of Moshiach. Because the Tchilas Pulais Melech HaMashiach Tiyakoyda Magula is going to be before the Geula and before Tchiyas HaMesim. So therefore, Mashiach has to, you can't have David HaMelech come back because there are certain Pulas that have to happen before Mashiach. But what happens if we know, like the Rebbe says, Hascholas Pulas Melech HaMashiach Ala Amin, that Mashiach already started his Pulas. And then Mashiach disappears, passes away. Then there's no problem with that person coming back as Mashiach because the Pulais already started. David HaMelech did not start the Pulais. Again, there's a lot more discussion about it. How does it fit with the Rambam? The Rambam seems to say that if somebody was killed or passed away, it can't be Cheskas Mashiach. And there's a lot to talk about. Ve'en ka mekoimoi, ten lechochem, v'yechkem oid.